And now a traditional expert on politics to give evidence if Donald Trump's statements over the last few days have caused any GOP voter regrets.
One of the folks on television said, boy, has Trump gotten under his skin. But he was more angry, and a lot of people have said this, the level of anger, that's the kind of anger he should have for the shooter and these killers that shouldn't be here.
It's the presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump speaking about President Obama, speaking about the Orlando shooting to a sea of supporters in Greensboro, North Carolina this week. Here's Pennsylvania-based Republican strategist Kim Alfano from about a month ago.
Listen, he's a misogynistic jerk. Nobody doubts that. I'd be the first person on a playground to probably walk over and slap that kid if I met him. But at this moment in our history, we really do dramatically need some very disruptive and different ways of approaching things. And if that's Donald Trump, you know, like I said, I won't like him, but I'll probably vote for him.
Kim Alfano joins us now, Pennsylvania-based Republican strategist, CEO of the Alfano Communications Group. Kim, how are you feeling now? We certainly have disruptive.
I kind of liken Donald Trump to a race car driver who's hitting that point in the race where the car starts shaking. And there's two ways he can go. He's either going to crack up or he's going to power through. And this week gives me evidence that he's going to crack up.
Now, crack up in the sense that he's just going to become so ridiculous that there's no possible way for him to proceed.
I don't doubt that Donald Trump is going to throw a convention that's insane. I don't doubt that he'll proceed. I just think that he is now slicing off the people that were holding their nose and trying to deal with this. I think he's starting to slice them off because he's gone from jerky and arrogant to sort of messianic and crazy.
Now, maybe he doesn't want the hold your nose crowd like you and your pals. And messianic and crazy has been a formula that's worked in the past in, modern history.
Again, I think there's a deep desire for, like I said, a disruptive quality. There's a deep desire for someone to do things differently because clearly for the last 10 or so years, things aren't working. And I think we want to see our border secured and get some reform in immigration. We want to see jobs come back to this country. But there's a fear of a reckless leader. There's a fear of someone who is demonstrating recently that this is not really about the country. It's about Donald Trump.
Let's talk scenarios before we go. I mean, could Trump organize some sort of passing of the torch in a way at the convention if he decides that he just doesn't see any sort of pleasant future here?
You know, predicting in this race is a fool's job. I think there's a few things that can happen. He may be able to rein it in. I think he hasn't faced a month like the month that he just had. And as a businessman, I'm praying and hoping that he realizes that he needs to start taking advice and that he needs to come back 10 degrees from the edge of crazy. It would be catastrophically unheard of to have something happen at our convention or to have another Republican nominee somehow become a Republican nominee. So I think he goes to November. And frankly, he may be able to, with the anger that's running through the country, he may be able to win.
Kim Alfano is a Republican strategist based in Pennsylvania and a CEO of Alfano Communications. Thanks so much.
Hey, anytime. Thanks.